got the signals for the Baltimore Colts. Unitas gives to Amici. The Colts are the world champions. Amici scores.
Amazing. Sensational. Dramatic. Heart-rending. Exciting. Thrilling finish in the history of college football. California has won the big game.
5 seconds left in the game. Over. You believe in miracles? Yes!
This is Phil Steele.
This is Mike Burnham.
This is Wes Durham.
This is Mike Ashley.
Hi, this is Chuck Foreman, number 44 of the Minnesota Vikings.
Woo, mercy, this is handsome Jimmy Vane, the Boogie Woogie Man.
This is Coach Fry with Virginia Tech Football, and you are listening to Big Dog Sports Talk.
Are you ready to rock? Are you ready to roll? Okay, let's do
You're in the doghouse with Rick Watson and Big Dog Sports Talk on 105.3 The Bear. Streaming worldwide at 1053thebear.com and the TuneIn app for your phone. Join the conversation now on the Baker Team Hotline, 540-731-1053, or text Rick and the show at 744-2990. And now your host, the Big Dog Rick Watson. Rick Watson.
Okay, wherever you might be. Calls up on the Baker Team Hotline, 731-1053. Text line 744-2990. Tim Thomas joins us today on the program. Marva scheduled to join us, but she will not be joining us today. She is in the process of moving, and she thought she was going to be able to jump on as usual, but let me know last night that she will not be available. She'll be back next week. So we'd love to hear from you. Whatever might be on your mind coming out over the weekend. I don't know about you, but few things I care any less about than the start of NBA free agency. Of course, it's all over the four-letter network. I have a brand new respect for Pat Tillman, by the way. Oh, not Pat Tillman. I always have a lot of respect for Pat Tillman, but who's the guy that they gave all the money to? Who's their new host? I've lost track. Let me find this here. All right. Yeah. All right. ESPN gave Prince Harry the Pat Tillman Award. That's right. Pat Tillman Award goes to Prince Harry. And everybody is slamming this. I mean, everybody is slamming this. And this is just typical ESPN / ABC / Disney and their politics coming forward. The Duke of Sussex is going to receive the Pat Tillman Award. Of course, Tillman was tragically killed in action in Afghanistan in 2004. Why would ESPN do this? Pat McAfee was the name I was trying to think of. Pat McAfee, on his own show, ripped his network, which I really have a lot of respect for. I got a feeling, yeah, he likes the money, but I think Pat McAfee's realizing that the company he works for is just complete and utter slime. I mean, that's at this point, it's no longer just criticizing ESPN, but this is just beyond reproach what they did with this. I mean, this shows you where they stand in every way, shape, and form, right? When you're doing something like this, it's disgusting. And you have your own personalities that are... Now, I don't care. The ESPY Awards are a made-up piece of crap anyway. It's stupid. I don't care. I've never cared. It's just the fact that they would do this. Why him? Does anybody in this country care about English royalty anymore? Why do we care? I mean, why? And why would they do this? I mean, seriously, why would this happen? If you don't know by now, if you still have your head in the sand, I'm afraid too many younger people still think ESPN is actually something worthwhile. But Marie Tillman, Pat's mom, very upset, saying that, "I am shocked as to why they would select such a controversial and divisive individual to receive the award. There are recipients far more fitting." And how about this? How come the family's not involved? Like, if you have the Pat Tillman Award, how come the family isn't involved about who gets this thing? Wouldn't you just, at the very least, show enough respect for the Tillman name to have the mother and the family involved? But I have a lot more respect for Pat McAfee because he absolutely criticized his network, and I like that. At some point, you can't have any credibility and still go on the air and spew what they want you to spew. At some point, there has to be some kind of believability, some kind of credibility, honesty about who you're representing. Therefore, why would you go? I mean, how can you go out there every day? The paychecks are good, right? When you're not being one of the ones that are being cut by the network. Almost annually now, they announce a series of cuts. But this is where we are, and this is why it should be very disturbing and troubling to you to have ESPN Disney so involved in the college football playoff. They've already bought the rights going forward. Let's go to the Baker team hotline. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Gary. How you doing?
Hey, Gary. What's up?
I bet there's not another show out there that started off the week with a Robert Tepper song.
Thank you very much. It's what we do here on the program.
I actually think it's a great song. It's a very cheesy video, but of him just singing. Overdramatic, but I think it's a great song.
Well, the video that's good is the one they overlay with the Rocky IV footage. Yeah, the one where he's just kind of in that sound stage. It kind of looks like the American Bandstand stage. I'm not sure what he's doing there. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I think it's a great song.
It is. It fits the movie very well, that scene very well.
I've actually never seen the movie, so...
you got to watch Rocky IV. You got to watch it at least once.
Which one is that? Like, I mean, there's the original, of course, and then
the original one that one
Carl Weathers gets killed, and then
yeah, he had the original.
I don't think I've watched anything other than the first one.
Well, the first one won the Academy Award, And then the second one, Rocky gets redemption and wins the belt. The third one's when he teams up with Apollo to knock off Clubber Lang, who was Mr. T. And then in the fourth one, yeah, that's where Apollo dies. And then they made a Rocky V, but it is unwatchable and it doesn't count.
All right, thanks, Rick.
Thanks, Gary. 731-1053. But we all should be scared to death that ESPN has such a hand in their coverage. Just know this, that nothing you see on there, nothing is genuine, nothing is real. There's no honesty from that network other than their politics. You're not getting real sports news. You're not getting anything that you can just go, yeah. That's why for years they've been criticized. They don't come up with any of the stories on their own. None of their people, like none of their people come up with any of the breaking news, and that's when they always put up, sources say, we've learned from sources. No, you've heard like everybody else because you're on Twitter, and people who are more credible break this news, and then you try to copy it, copy and paste it as if you came up with it. Just unbelievable that they give the Pat Tillman Award to Harry, Prince Harry. I mean, they're the most despicable people on earth, him and his wife. I mean, it's just, yeah, now Gary's getting criticized now for not watching any of the Rockies. I don't know. How do you not watch Rocky? Mike says, did Gary just say he's not seen but the one Rocky? Uh-oh, Gary. Yeah, that's what he said. I think there's been so much made about those movies. It's kind of like when you keep, let's see, you know, for me, like when I hear something be overhyped, oh, you got to watch this. Check it out. Or you got to hear this new album, and it's just been high. Hey, have you watched that yet? And then you go back and you watch it, and such a incredible word of mouth, you know, standard has been set. And if you sit down and at the end of it, you're going, yeah, it was all right. I mean, you know, you expect it to blow you away. Maybe that's what Gary's situation is with Rocky. I don't know. But yeah, really? You only watch one Rocky? Wow. But at least he did watch the first one. Unlike Aaron McFarling, who still has not watched Smokey and the Bandit. Do you tell me what's more egregious? Right? How do you, have you not watched Smokey and the Bandit? I mean, at some point, you would just stumble across it, wouldn't you? Flipping through whatever streaming service one night, you know. I've always, he said he wanted to watch it. He wanted to see it. When you was, some night, I'm going to give it a shot. And, you know, you're never going to sit down to watch Smokey and the Bandit, and you're never going to go, boy, darn, I hate that I spent time doing that. Right? Terry writes in, nothing surprises me from ESPN anymore. I can't watch anything about that network unless there's live games on. Correct. We have to watch because they keep buying the college football, right? You have to watch on there. That's about the only reason that you would have it on. I mean, it's round this. I mean, they're just right now round the clock, NBA free agency. I mean, does anybody, I can guarantee you that not one of the listeners of this program care about NBA free agency. Or maybe there's one. Maybe one or two. Does anybody care? But you go to look on their webpage, and the top four stories are involving NBA free agents. Yeah, that's where we are. Just getting started for another week. It's the 4th of July week. Today is a new month. It is month number 7. So happy making it through half the year here in 2024. We'll be back. More coming up. Hour number one.
It's Big Dog Sports Talk. the one about last year. Said it was all a lie. Ain't it funny how time flies? Said what we're gonna do, baby. What's left for us to grow on?
25 minutes past the hour here, just getting started for another week. Starting a new month. Calls up Baker Team Hotline at 731-1053. Let's go to the Baker Team Hotline. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
This is Gary. I had to call back. I've also never seen Star Wars.
Gary had to call back. Yeah, it was funny. I had about three texters going. He's never seen one Rocky? Really? You haven't watched any of the Star Wars?
And I have to ask you, since you've probably seen Star Wars, there's a scene in it with the barroom scene.
The Katana, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah. The late, great Rush Limbaugh once said that the Democrat Party reminds him of the barroom scene. Is that accurate?
Probably so, yes. Probably correct. Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Gary. Wow, Gary's doubled down. Not only has he only seen one Rocky, he hasn't seen any of the Star Wars. Now, granted, the only Star Wars you should see are the original three movies. Everything else has been just, by the way, what Disney has done since they bought Lucasfilm, it is just so bad. So bad. But, I can understand Star Wars a little more because sometimes you may not be a science fiction type of movie fan. It may not be what interests you. I get that. But Rocky, come on. But he did see Rocky 1. Now everybody's asking me what else Gary has not seen. Hey, look, a lot of people aren't movie people. I mean, and you think about it, what's offered today currently in entertainment in Hollywood, is there anything out there you're going to go, yeah, I want to see this Deadpool Wolverine movie just because I was a comic book guy. Superhero guy, but it's very seldom I will see a preview for a movie and think, yeah, I can't wait for that. Hokey Bob asked Gary, I hope he has seen Patton. Have you seen Patton, Gary? That's good stuff. So I get it. I mean, it's tough. It's tough to sit down nowadays and go, yeah, it's time to watch a movie. Just like a sports fan right now, it's tough. You sit down and go, yeah, let's see what's on TV. Let's go to ESPN. I'm sure they're going to have something entertaining on. Whew. I mean, really? The answer is no. The answer is no. There's not going to be anything on. Hey, unless you want back-to-back-to-back-to-back updates on everything regarding, NBA free agency, then you can just sit there all day and just enjoy it. Bunch of contract structuring that doesn't make any sense, guaranteed money that just makes you sick considering the product. I think it's the least anticipated and probably the least, and I'm going to throw hockey out because I know nobody around here cares about hockey. But of the NFL and baseball and the NBA, it's got to be the absolute least anticipated free agency, because first of all, you don't really care. Secondly, none of the contract structures make any sense whatsoever. But opting out, it's just, it is what it is. All right, we're nearly halfway home here on this Monday, starting out July. Nice day today, not very humid. Let us know what's on your mind, 731-1053, text line 744-2990. We have more coming your way next. Stay with us.
Big Dog on the Bear.
25 minutes for the top of the hour. Call us up on the Baker Team Hotline, 731-1053, text line 744-2990. This morning, and the sun is gone. anything that might be on your mind coming out of the weekend. For me, disgust after this whole Pat Tillman Award going to Prince Harry and the controversy with the family, and no comment from ESPN because they're gutless cowards. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. 4th of July week, and we're supposed to, you know, you should anyway have the right thing in mind with celebrating the independence of the country. You always get a little down, you know, knowing how there's going to be so many protests about it. That's why I'm not overly excited about the Olympics, because I know there's going to be some embarrassing moments there where these athletes that have chosen to be on the Olympic team representing the country, I'm sure will use their platform to protest whatever it is that might be on their mind. Who knows what it is nowadays? But whatever it is, we'll be the only country that has to deal with it. And that's what is embarrassing. I don't know if embarrassing is even the right word. It's just more sickening than anything else. So, yeah, it kind of tempers the excitement of what Independence Day weekend, 4th of July week, is supposed to be about. I know people take vacation, they get out of town. But, yeah, not a lot of optimism about this actually being celebrated the way it's supposed to. You won't see the media really do much, because the media is pretty much flat out against the country nowadays. Virginia Tech gets more commitments, high school recruitment commitments for 25-26. Tim Thomas will update us on all that. Where, I guess if you're a Tech fan, what is your, or just a college football fan, where does your excitement lie now with recruiting news? Like, when you hear about recruits committing, like, for me, I see all this, and I just kind of, okay, that's great. I don't know. It's all changed for me. We've talked about this. I don't get excited anymore about hearing about somebody committing for the class of 2026. Not that I ever really did anyway. Because you never know how that kid's going to develop. Plus, is he going to continue to stick to his commitment? Maybe somebody else wants to come and you knock him out of his commitment. I mean, I think it's great to show the progress the staff continues to make. Staff continues to make great progress with the in-state kids. That's great from the high schools. But other than that, I'm not sure. Let's go back to the Baker team hotline. Good morning.
Hey, Dog, it's the gal. How are you?
Hey, Al. How are you doing, man?
Doing great. Today's my birthday.
That's exactly right. I was going to try to play you a song, but I can't get the song computer to work. So, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Couple things. First of all, I know this is a painful subject. Any update as to who's going to be carrying the Virginia Tech games going forward?
No.
Via radio?
No, I'm guessing now that we're in July and the new fiscal year has begun, I guess we'll get an announcement soon on what Playfly and Tech has planned. But no, I have not heard anything. I've even talked to people around other radio station groups, and no, everybody's claiming they haven't heard anything. So I don't know if somebody's just holding out or if that's true. I don't know.
Has there been an official announcement from Virginia Tech about the changeover?
No, there has not.
I just find it fascinating they would drop one that's long-term and make no announcement or segue into who the new person, the new entity would be.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know if this is just, you know, completely up to Playfly at this point. I mean, I don't know where else they would go to have the game. The only places that make sense are if they go to a station strong enough to pump back in here to the New River Valley, but you're still taking it out of the town in which the school resides. It's a very curious business decision, in my opinion.
Well, I just wonder if they were going to leverage the Virginia Tech sports media and analytics people, create the content there at Tech, and then make everybody, whether you listen to it or you see it via video, pay a fee on a streaming platform. The only thing they can come up with is to how they're going to try to make more revenue out of it.
Yeah, I agree. Because they're going to anger a lot of business people. They're going to isolate a lot of people here in the community by taking it out of the community. And I don't know, like yourself, and I mean, how many people that donate, I mean, are older Virginia Tech fans that listen to the old, you know, the radio stations instead of sitting there and finding. Like, have to sit there and find a stream and call it up on your computer or your phone, right?
it doesn't work real well when you're riding down the road in your vehicle as you leave the game and you're trying to listen to the post-game commentary. So,
yeah.
I don't know if that – just kind of an odd decision, but, again, something in a world that's ever-changing.
Yeah, it is. It's odd.
As far as recruiting news, I tell you, I just kind of take it with a grain of salt because I look at it as even if a young man commits, when it comes December or if they continue to have the later signing period in February, will he indeed sign? And if he signs, he can transfer at will. So do you ever really have somebody in the fold, so to speak?
Yeah, that's right. I'm the same way. I think that's exactly how I feel. But I get more excited when I hear about a portal entry now than I do a high school entry. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, sadly, because they're being paid, they're probably committed for a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how coaches are going to bring kids in and keep them to develop them. I guess that's what is this going to create a lesser standard of play?
Yeah,
because you
agreed.
Can't keep kids long enough to develop them.
That's a great point. And we've already seen some of these coaches say, look, we're no longer in the developmental mode. We're not worried about developing kids anymore. Why would we develop them if we know we may not have them in 2 years? We're just going to try to go out and play the people that are ready and get them ready. I mean, it's changed. The whole mindset has changed. And something Jeff Hafley talked about at BC before he went back to the NFL was, you know, that whole mindset just didn't mesh with him as trying to be a head coach and looking at it from that standpoint. So I agree with you.
Well, at some point, are you not going to run out of experienced college players because everybody's transferring?
Yeah.
That's kind of what that's the point I'm driving at.
Yeah.
Everybody's not – at some point, you got to be somewhere to be developed and have experience. Everybody didn't come out of high school ready to play in college.
That's right. Absolutely. You would think, right? It would make sense.
I just see a degradation of the future of the game, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're right on. I think you're right on as usual. What do you have planned for your birthday?
Today, not a whole lot because it's on a Monday. My wife and I will take off and go away for the weekend starting on the 4th. I believe it's on Thursday through Sunday. So we're looking forward to that.
Where are you headed? Where are you guys headed?
Probably down to the beach.
All
right. She likes it. I don't. But, you know, as long as she's happy.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's right. Keep her happy, but I'm the same way. I never fist pump when I go, hey, it's time to go to the beach. Yay.
So here's my other question, since the listeners seem to be intrigued. Can you get Gary to make us a list of movies and maybe music he's never heard? See if we can create a list for him to get him up to speed.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Maybe we should do that. Gary's getting a lot of reaction this morning from saying he hasn't seen but one Rocky. And he hasn't seen Star Wars.
That makes me wonder what else he hadn't seen.
Absolutely.
What in the world is ESPN thinking giving Prince Harry the award for Pat Tillman? That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Understanding what Pat Tillman gave up and sacrificed.
Right.
That is just talk about a slap in the face to his family.
It is, man.
Wow.
That's what I don't understand. I mean, yeah, think about what Pat Tillman gave up for this country. And this bozo, Prince Harry's never done anything, nor will ever do anything for this country. They care more about their politics and their mindset, and it's really, it's just brainwashing at this point. Then they do common sense. That's the only way you can try to describe it. They don't care. Disney doesn't care. That's just what they are, and that's who they are.
Well, that is truly stunning turn of events, or an award that I just simply can't understand. And like I said, if I was Pat Tillman's family, I don't know, that's an affront to his name and his legacy.
It is. I don't understand why the family's not involved in the selection anyway. Wouldn't you do that anyway if you were a respectable organization, which they aren't? I mean, I don't know, man. But I'm not surprised. They are who we are. They are who we thought they were, right? To quote Dennis Green.
That's correct. I'm just trying to figure out what he's accomplished that they would think he would deserve an award of any kind.
He shares the same political mindset. That's the only thing he's accomplished. That's it.
Only thing I can only thing I can tell he's doing is trying to hustle around and continue to live the lifestyle he's used to while not being a part of the royal family.
Correct. Absolutely.
All right, Rick. Have a big day.
Well, man, have a great birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
There you go. That's it's Big Al's birthday, by the way. Everybody wish him a happy birthday. Text line, I'm not sure what's more shocking, the Pat McAfee Award or Gary never having seen Rocky IV. Look, I'm still getting a ton of text reaction about why the Tech games won't be on the Bear. Look, I don't have the answer for you. I wasn't involved in the contract negotiations. I was just told this. You know, we had our general manager on. He did a great job. Appreciate Paul Johnson. He came in. We got a lot of reaction from that. He was very honest. He was very forthcoming about what we tried and what we had hoped. And we were willing to sign a new long-term deal. And everything we've provided over the years from the radio stations, very few stations can offer what this group of radio stations can offer Virginia Tech in terms of not only the great quality coverage over on the Bear, but also, if you think about it from this standpoint, we also house their women's basketball programs. We house their baseball season. I mean, how many affiliates are going to air the entire baseball season? Well, we did that here at the radio station. We aired all the women's basketball games. We came up with not only a pregame show leading into the broadcast for the Tech games, but we came up with the tailgate show. It's been around 25 years of the 30-year relationship between the Bear, or at least 105.3, even before it was the Bear, and Virginia Tech. I don't know who else is going to offer that, because I know that's part of the deal. These sports are on, and they're, you know, all of a sudden they're going to go away. You're going to not offer, be given the opportunity to have women's basketball on the commercial radio station anymore. I don't know the answers. Just know that we around here are as or more disappointed than you are for a lot of different reasons. It's not going to change how I cover them. It's not going to change any of my feelings toward the people over there. It has nothing to do with the folks that I deal with, but it's just, I don't know. We all gave a big shrug, and I personally have not spoken to anybody over there from the new organization. I don't know. We'll find out. I'm guessing we're going to find out. I would venture this week, right? Now that the contract officially ended today, I'm guessing they'll make an announcement where they're going to be, and I'm sure they have a plan in place, but unless people around this local and, you know, down in Roanoke are not being forthcoming, no one has come forward to say, hey, yeah, we've got a new deal locked in. So I hope it's something, the very least, I hope for you, Tech fan, I hope you're able to turn on a radio somewhere and hear the games in this area so you're not having to go, oh, wait a minute, let me call it up on my phone. I mean, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I'm guessing they didn't come in here without a plan. I don't know what that plan is. I know it's a new mindset, a new group. Learfield was traditional, and they respected and appreciated and really valued local radio coverage and flagship affiliation. I don't know much about the new group at all. It's maybe the new mindset we see going forward, not only in sports marketing, but in TV and movies, media, right? So I don't know. But I do appreciate everybody who has reached out. We are all just kind of like you right now, just kind of in a state of, really? That happened? But just know that on our end, here at the stations, we wanted it, had been in negotiations for a long time, and never got the vibe, but that's something that the new group really wanted to see come together, is the best way I can put it, right? Sometimes, you know, when you talk to somebody, you're trying to keep a relationship going in your personal life, and you kind of go, yeah, this isn't going to work. I'm going to try one more time, but it just doesn't quite feel right. Time to move forward. Well, I think that was kind of the mindset. So anyway, we venture on. Wrapping up hour number one, Tim Thomas in hour two. Marva will not join us today because she is moving. I think still in Miami, just not sure where. Maybe the rumors are true. Maybe she's moving closer to Durham to be next to her beloved Blue Devils. We'll be back to wrap up hour.
It's Big Dog Sports Talk with Rick Watson.
Wrapping up hour number one. With the Brothers O'Blues here on a Monday. I'm a soul man. 731-1053, the text line 744-2990. Look, all I can offer is my best guess, since I'm getting so many text messages about it. My best guess, and I don't know, I don't have any information. All right, this is a guess about where Tech's going to end up on the radio. I'm guessing it'll be one of the Roanoke stations. That's what I'm guessing. Just sheer process of elimination about which signal is strong enough to be heard throughout Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and the rest of the immediate New River Valley. You know, where the games are played. I know there's a station up in Withville that carries the games, but that doesn't get down in here very strongly. Local AM station, the ESPN station, loses its nighttime clearance. It doesn't come in most pockets. So it would have to be somewhere where there's a signal that where you can turn on your radio here in the valley and boom. And have it. That's all I. That's why I'm guessing it would be one of the big power Roanoke stations. But I don't know that. I'm just trying to answer your questions as best as I can, because we were always honest with one another here. The more I thought about it over the weekend, the more it made no sense as to why they were almost insistent on moving the games off of this station. But it is what it is going forward. And I think the troubling part is that, you know, I'm sure that when this plan was constructed, that Tech had to sign off on it, which is, you know, another topic for a conversation at some point. But just know that yours truly, I didn't know. I was like you. I was just being told that negotiations were happening, and I thought, okay, well, cool. Can't wait to get ready for the start of the season over on the Bear, and now it's not going to happen. We are planning on doing a tailgate show. People are asking about that. Won't be the same at all. This will mean that when you're out there on a Saturday, you won't see us set up there. You won't have the McAdoo set up. You won't have Drez running around the parking lot. I mean, you talk about traditions, man. All I know is the last time somebody came in that was brand new and was employed by Virginia Tech that didn't care about tradition, didn't care about community relationships, took over the football program. How'd that work out for Justin Fuente? People around here value community and value one another, even if you find a station that is powerful enough to send the signal of the game back here to the New River Valley. Is that going to be the same kind of vibe for most of the local fans? Is that going to be the same thing in knowing that you had a local station that was committed to bringing you all the best coverage that you could have and got the community so involved? You know? The answer is no. So I'm just going to assume that these are smart people. Usually the rich people, people with a lot of money, are smart. That's not always the case, but I'm sure they had a plan well before they realized this deal was going to expire. So I'm confident, let's just put it this way, I'm confident that at some point we'll get an announcement to where you'll be able to be secure in the fact that you can turn on a radio and hear the games locally somewhere. But I guess we'll all find out together whenever an announcement is made. All right, so coming up in hour number two will be Tim Thomas from the Tech Lunch Pail. And no Marva today. Marva's moving. She was going to try to juggle moving and coming on, but I think they got started. I think she said she was going to be up all night basically trying to get things ready, and they're actually driving out this morning to the new place. So No Marva this morning. We'll find out where she moved, why she moved. And is it true that she's not going to stay in Florida, but she's moving to Durham so she can turn in her Carolina blue for royal blue? At least that's the way I'm going to look at it. Or coming up, second hour, when we come back here on a Monday.